Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the very first Better Today podcast. So if you're here, more than likely you have a passion, hobby, a business idea, or maybe you already own a business and you just want to be more effective with your time. You want to get more done without being so damn miserable, right? You want to streamline your efforts and your mental space. And that's what this first episode is going to be about. Who the hell are you, right? What are you good at? What are a few different ways you could get paid doing that? And who would you do it for? So a little bit about myself. Although I am a digital agency owner, I have a day job for the time being. And there's a few questions I have noticed I love asking new coworkers or anyone I meet at work, right? Because I obviously know what they do for a living. But I love asking, hey, you know, what do you like doing outside of work? What do you like to do? You know, that's always very interesting to me. So I tend to get in some really interesting conversations with fellow coworkers when we start talking about this. And even more recently, we went very in-depth, a lot more than usual, with a friend of mine. And just the conversation got really interesting. And I want to take that conversation, put it in a template, and share it with you guys so that you can take these questions, ask yourself these things. Now, you don't necessarily have to sit down with a notepad and stress over this until you figure it out. This is something I'd like for you to put the back in your head and contemplate on, right? Digest it, think about it for a while, and until you come up with a conclusion, and then you can move on to the next step. So here's our three questions we want to go over today. What are you good at? Okay, what have you spent your 10,000 hours on? What do you love talking about? What could you talk about every single day? What are a few ways you could get paid doing that? Right? In almost any field or passion or hobby, there's normally a few different key ways you could get paid doing that, whether it's teaching or doing. Now, who would you do this for? I know these questions sound really vague right now, but we're going to get more in depth. So, what are you good at? Now, like I said, although this question sounds really vague, let's dial that in. So, who are you? Right? Outside of your day job, who are you? What do you do? What do you love to do? Maybe you love to hunt and fish. Maybe you are a musician. Right? So, what's the thing you've spent your 10,000 hours on? What do you talk about every day? What do you think you could talk about at least once a week for the rest of your life? Now, if you are interested in taking a hobby or a passion, this question is so underrated because everyone loves to get into what's working right now. What's everyone doing? What seems to be working? Now, I want you to ask yourself something. Now, these things, there may be ways that are trending. There may be things that are trending right now. But I want you to put yourself in those shoes and really wonder if you'd like to do that thing forever, right? I mean, you may be successful. And you may not be successful because 2 or 3 months in, you're rocking this thing out and wow, you hate this. It's starting to work, but you've just created another thing to keep you from doing stuff you love to do, right? That's why this question is so important. So first question for your headspace, I really want you to start wondering about, what do I like to do? What am I really good at? And could I spend the rest of my life doing this thing for a living? Now, this thing may not be something you're really good at yet, and that's okay. There are things we're really good at, and there are things we would love to be good at. Now, is it not okay to jump into something you're not just an expert at yet? Absolutely not. I mean, there are ways to get really good at something while you're doing it. But I want you to put yourself in a client's shoes. And I want you to think about paying someone that is still figuring out how to do what you're paying them for, right? Now, a really cool way to do this, whatever it is, especially digital marketing, that's what I do. That's what I'm a complete nerd about. If that's not your thing yet, you can absolutely be your own client first, right? Learn how to market your own stuff. That way, when you blow this thing up in a very big way, when you gather a really big following, when you become locally famous in your area for doing what you do and getting involved with your community and doing some big things, hey, now you now have a case study, you have a testimonial, you have facts and numbers long before you ever even acquired your first client. So do not be afraid to jump into something you may not be a complete expert at yet, but I really want you to get yourself in a position where you can at least do it for yourself for a while before you do it for anyone else. And that's a super powerful way to begin getting better at something you'd love to do, but maybe if you're not quite there yet. So what are a few ways you could do this for money? Now, I know we don't particularly want to talk about money, right? If it's a hobby or a passion, you might say, well, you know, I don't really want to do this for money. It's because I really enjoy it. Guys, that's bullshit. And you know you're bullshitting yourself. You're just very aware of how much effort and work this is going to take. And you don't want to do that. And hey, if that's something you don't want to get into, in a few years, let me know how you're loving that day job. If you absolutely love your day job and you want to keep that thing a hobby, absolutely. Do what makes you happy. But don't bullshit yourself, okay? So, niches. Let's say you're a musician. Now, we want to figure out a way to make money doing this, whatever it is. Let's say you're a musician, or you absolutely love to hunt and you're like, man, how can I do this for money? So in almost any niche, there are three very basic core principles, right? You can teach this thing, perform this thing, or you can do this thing while marketing yourself and eventually take that success and say, hey, I've been there. I've done that. I've became successful doing this by doing my own online marketing. And now I'm going after other hunting guides so I can help you guys, you know, grow your thing so that you can do this for a living, meet your goals, buy a bigger house, have more financial freedom while doing what you love. Right. So let's say you're a musician or a hunting guide. Those are your three things you really want to start looking at. You can do more than one of those things. You can start doing one thing, building on the other, and have the other on the back burner. But that's another thing you want to look at. So what are a few ways I could make money doing this? So the conversation I mentioned a little while ago, and by the way, I absolutely love talking to my coworkers about this kind of thing while we work. It's like became my thing. And that's kind of how I've developed a system on how I help other people. So, and normally they're musicians, artists, but the particular conversation I had recently, you know, I said, well, what do you like to do? Well, I love to hunt, you know, I hunt, I fish year round. I love it. And I said, of course, like anyone else, wouldn't you love to do that for a living? You know, like, I'm not sure how you would do that for a living, but wouldn't that be nice to just wake up in the morning and do what you want to do and make a decent living doing it? And I'm not a big hunter or fisherman. So, you know, I was completely clueless. I just, wouldn't that be cool? And he said, actually, I'm thinking about, I would love to eventually be a hunting guide. You know, that was interesting, right? So where that conversation went, the very next question was, have you ever thought about who you would do this for, right? Who would you help? Who would be your ideal audience? Now, there's a huge amount of things that this is going to begin to move forward. Your ads, your sales copy, how you gain more clients, how you bring in the right clients, the clients that, the kind of client that will market this stuff for you when you give them an amazing experience, right? Clients that you're going to gain a lifetime value out of. So what you want to do is you need to learn as much as you can about these people. Okay, once you figure out what particularly the right person would be. And when you do that, here's a few questions you can ask yourself to really dial this thing in. Now, if you're new to this, I know it's really hard to niche down to a very specific thing when you just get started. So when you're just getting started, who are your current connections? Do you have current connections that are into this thing? Right, if you're trying to quit your job and eventually be a full-time hunting guide, do you have other friends that would love to hunt, but they need help? You know, maybe they never bring in the size buck they'd love to bring in. Maybe they go fishing every day and they have all this stuff and they just can't seem to bring in a decent amount of fish, right? So now, are we going to do anything creepy? Right? Are we going to stalk these people? No. You shouldn't feel bad. Or are we going to add these people on Facebook and watch the kind of stuff they post? Are we going to look them up on Pinterest and figure out what kind of thing they're interested in? And even further, what do these kind of people do for a living? Right? Because we want people that have money to pay for your service. Do they have money to spend? Now, this can get really interesting to the point of age, gender, dads, moms, brides-to-be, right? Because they need to have money to pay for your service, right? We don't want to drop the cost in our service so that people can afford it because, guys, you need to get the full value out of what you're doing. You deserve it, okay? You deserve it. So they need to have money to buy your service. Also, we want the kind of people that are going to become lifetime clients, okay? Also, we need the kind of people that are going to turn into 2 or 3 clients, 4 or 5 clients, right? So, let's have a little example here. Let's say you're a dentist. When I run campaigns for dentists, I go for brides-to-be. Now, why? And what kind of brides-to-be? So brides-to-be between the age 25 and 30. Now, why? See, a bride is in a position to where she's getting ready, or a bride-to-be, sorry. A bride-to-be is getting into the position where she's getting ready for wedding photos that are going to last her the rest of her life. Now, why a bride between 25 and 30? A bride-to-be between 25 and 30 more than likely has their stuff together, right? They've completed their education. They have their job. They're in a position where they can afford to go to the dentist. Now, why a bride-to-be? Okay, a bride-to-be between the ages of 25 and 30, listen, she's about to get married. She's about to have kids, right? So if you can bring her into your dental office, give her an amazing experience, she's going to bring her husband, right? And if you can make a good enough experience, you're going to become their dentist for the rest of their life, right? So also, she's about to have a family. So by bringing this one bride-to-be in between the ages of 25 and 30, now that's just our ad thing. Right? That's our ideal person. Can someone younger come in? Someone older? Absolutely. Right? We're not going to turn people away. But by bringing in a bride-to-be between the ages of 25 and 30, you're about to gain the lifetime value of her, her husband, her kids. And then we do something really interesting. We have something where they can bring in their brides-to-be. Not their brides-to-be. their bridesmaids. They get to bring in their bridesmaids and say, hey, I got a free teeth whitening here. I have some coupons for you guys. You can get taken care of too. Because a bridesmaid, they're probably going to get married pretty soon too, right? Because normally friends are about the same age. And once someone gets married, everyone else wants to be married. So I know this is a rapid example, but this is how we dial this in. This is how you can dial this in for yourself. So let's back up. Let's get back to my hunting buddy, right? So if he really wanted to be a hunting guide, he really wanted to be successful. Let's say males between the age of 25 and 30, 35 and 40, whatever. Dads, let's make sure they're dads. Or grandparents, right? Because they more than likely are in a position where they're bringing in enough income that they can afford this, because they more than likely have their education out of the way, right? And by the way, we're not saying anyone that can afford this is not good enough. But this is data, okay? We want to target the kind of people that are going to want to pay for this. We're not downing anybody, right? We're just making sure we're bringing in the kind of people that are going to look at your price tag, see what you do, read your ad, and go, man, that's a good deal, right? So, and then you could get into what they do for a living. Right? Doctors, attorneys, real estate agents, things like that. And by the way, if you're a musician, same thing. Let's say you want to start repairing instruments or giving guitar lessons. You could absolutely go after, and let's get even more specific. Let's say you are a metal guitarist, right? You could absolutely go after dads between the ages 25 and 30, right? Because they probably have their education out of the way. Their kids may be a little older, maybe 5, 6. Or soon to be dads too, absolutely. Because you could teach them and then eventually, you know, gain the lifetime value of their kids as they grow up and they want to play, right? And you could even go after dads between the ages 25 and 30 that are absolute fans of Metallica and Slayer, right? Hey, soon to be metal dads, right? And you could do this with any niche. And just like I'm doing now, if you're a marketing nerd like myself, it's kind of interesting to sit here and do this with yourself, right? You could do this all day long with all kinds of things. Let's say if you're like myself and you're a blues guitarist, soon to be dads of, let's say, predominantly Steve Ray Vaughan or Jimi Hendrix fans between the ages 25 and 30, right? And so the first target audience you bring in, you know, it's an awesome idea. They may not work at first, right? This is something you're going to dial in monthly, weekly, right? This is something you're going to dial in while you grow your business. But it's a very interesting way to get this aspect in a perspective. So I hope that made a lot of stuff makes sense for you. In a later podcast, we can get more in depth with these things. So like I said, no need to sit down with a notepad and stress out over trying to figure this stuff out. But if there's a passion or something you'd like to turn into a lifetime business that you could do for a living to eventually get out of that day job, what are you good at? What have you spent your 10,000 hours doing? What do you love talking about? What could you do every day of the week and never get tired of it? Two, what are a few ways you could get paid doing this, right? Do you want to perform this? Do you want to teach this? Do you want to help market this? By the way, a lot of times marketing, if you're going to market this, a lot of times that means you need to actually do this yourself for a bit. Market yourself doing that and eventually say, hey, I'm a former chiropractor that learned how to use online marketing to grow my practice. And now I've quit that and I help other chiropractors grow their business, right? If you want to market something, that's a really good place to start actually doing that and marketing yourself. And who are you going to help? That's the third big question. And all three of these are just as important. So while you drive into work this morning, while you do your thing, while you work out at the gym, I want you to think about these three things. And let's do something really interesting. Drop in the comments for this podcast and give me three answers. What are you good at? How are you going to do this? And who do you want to help? Right? All right. Well, guys, thanks for listening to the very first podcast. This may have not been a immaculate, amazing first podcast, but it's going to get better. It's going to get better. So, hey, thanks for going through this with me. Have a good Monday, and I'll see you again next week, guys. Thank you. Bye-bye.